The Holy Grove. Settle into a comfortable position. Close and relax your eyes, your shoulders, your jaw, and your hands. Soften your belly. Notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths, feeling your belly and ribcage expand, pausing at the top, then allowing tension in your body to release as you exhale. Place your attention in your heart center. Now raise your inner eye to the space between your eyebrows and rest your gaze here at the sixth chakra. Find yourself standing before a door. This is the door that leads into your inner sanctuary. Take a moment to notice the shape and framing of the door. Notice the texture of the door. Notice the handle or the knob that you will use to open the door. Now reach out and open the door and step through it into a modest cottage. This one-room cottage is naturally light and is simply furnished with everything you need for comfort. There's a peaceful feeling in the room, and the natural light is coming from windows that look out onto a natural landscape. Take a walk around the room, and be aware that this cottage is completely yours and matches your needs and preferences perfectly. Notice where you might sit or lie down. If there is a wood stove or a fireplace. Perhaps there is a table to sit at. As you return to this space in the future, more details will emerge. Now notice that there is a second door in the cottage, and let yourself be drawn to it, but don't open it yet. This door may be solid, or it may be windowed. This door will lead you outside and into your personal landscape. This landscape is rich with beauty and life, and can fulfill your every need for connection and harmony with nature and your source. Open the door now and step outside, where you find that your cottage sits atop a small knoll, providing you with a view of a small valley surrounded by wooded hills. This valley is set apart from the rest of the world, and the wooded hills provide a natural barrier protecting the peace and privacy of your sanctuary from outside influences. Feel the sun on your face. Feel the air as it brushes against your hair and skin. Look to your right and left and notice your surroundings. Notice now that before you are stone steps leading down to a grassy meadow at the foot of the knoll you're standing on. Approach these steps now and look down at your bare feet. Watch your feet as they slowly take each step down toward the meadow. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're now standing in the meadow. Feel your feet in the grass. The cool earth supporting and nourishing your body. Take a few steps further into the meadow and kneel. Then lie down on your stomach, feeling the cool touch of the earth under your belly. Place your forehead on the earth and whisper to the ground, "Thank you. I love you." Rise up again to standing and notice that you hear the sound of water burbling. Look around and find the source of the sound, a spring-fed stream. Walk toward it and find an easy access point where you can step down onto a sandy patch on the edge of the stream. Notice your surroundings. Look along the banks of the stream and notice the trees and stones. Notice if you can smell the combination of water and earth. See if you can sense the origin of this water, bubbling up from the holy spring upstream from where you stand. Now look down at your feet, at the edge of the water, and step forward into the stream so that the water is running across the tops of your feet and around your ankles. Feel the coolness and the movement of the water. See how crystal clear and pure this water is. You can see the beautiful stones of the stream bed. Notice that in the middle of the stream, there are large, smooth stones that are a perfect fit for your body to lie on, submerging just enough to be safely covered by the gentle current of the water. Move forward now to lie on these stones, submerging your body in the pure, clear, sacred waters, your feet pointing downstream so that the current can cleanse you. Allow the moving water to dissolve and carry away your fears. Let the water carry away your judgments, your pain, your grief, your doubt, your worry, and your anger. The water is dissolving blockages that keep you stuck, dissolving any resistance or resentment that you may be holding on to. Feel all the toxins and stagnant energy flowing off of your hands and feet, fingertips and toes, washing downstream to become compost for nature to recycle. Now rise up from the water and make your way back to the bank of the stream. Before you leave this holy stream, bend down and place your hand in the water, blessing it with your love and appreciation. Feel the sun and gentle breeze against your skin. Feel the cleansed energy pulsing in your body. Look around now and discover a holy grove of trees beckoning you to come and sit in its embrace of roots, branches, and shade. Notice that there is a particular tree with a perfect spot at its base, waiting for you to settle into a meditative posture as if the spot was created just for you. Sit comfortably there, feeling the earth beneath you and the trees supporting your back behind you. Let your arms relax, resting your hands on your knees in a meditative pose. Close your inner eye and relax into an even deeper state of meditation. Sense into the roots below you that ground this tree deep into the earth, allowing it to draw water and nutrients up from the soil, keeping it firmly in place while its branches respond to breeze and wind and interact with the sun and air. Imagine now your tailbone sprouting a root of your own, winding its way down into the earth, joining the roots of your tree in the vast web of roots deep in the soil. Through this taproot, feel the cool, dark nourishment of Mother Earth rising, undulating its way up through your body, filling your pelvic floor with vital energy, moving upward into your belly, nourishing your organs and into your chest, lifting and expanding your heart and lungs. Allow this undulating energy to move upward through your throat and into your head. Feel your body gently sway with this undulating movement in the same way that the tree gently sways with the breeze. As the energy of the earth reaches your head, feel your head open and expand like the canopy of the tree, taking in the warm, bright nourishment of the sun and air. Feel the light and warmth of the heavens coming in through your crown, through your closed eyes, through your ears and face. Now feel this light and warmth gradually making its way down your spine, undulating in perfect reflection of the cool, dark energy rising from the earth. Feel it moving down your back and legs, making its way to meet the earth through your taproot and feet. Feel yourself gently swaying, moved by the interplay of rising and descending energies. You are deeply rooted, supported and nourished by the earth, and blessed by the active light of the heavens. You are strong, flexible, responsive, and expansive. Say to yourself with your inner voice, I am strong and flexible. I am willing and able. I am a holy conduit for the divine marriage of heaven and earth. I am a holy conduit for the divine marriage of heaven and earth. Bring yourself out of this deeper meditation and become aware again of sitting at the foot of your tree in the sacred grove. Rise and place a hand on the trunk of the tree and beam gratitude from your heart center through your hand, blessing the tree with your love and appreciation. It's time now to return to the secular world. Return to the meadow where you pause to lift your arms up to the heavens in gratitude and appreciation. Bring your hands back down into a namaste position and bow to the earth, offering your gratitude and appreciation for this precious personal landscape and to nature, which is ever present for you and nurtures you in infinite ways. return to the steps leading up the knoll towards your cottage. Begin to take the steps upward and into awareness of the current moment. 6, 5, 4, feeling more and more present in this room and aware of your body as you ascend the steps. 3, 2, 1, knowing that you can return to your inner sanctuary whenever you desire. Blessed be.